Today's message is A Woman of Faith and Power by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Mark the 5th chapter, starting at verse 24. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and you're going to ask, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want to speak today from the official subject of a woman of faith, a woman of faith. And I really want to give this a subtopic, when a woman believes God, a woman of faith, when a woman believes God. This scriptural account is really an incidental incident. And the reason why I started in verse 24, which really is not in the full context of the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus went with him. Him here is Jairus. Jesus is on his way to Jairus's house because his daughter is on the critical list. Jesus is focused on going to Jairus's house. And as he was on his way, as he's going to Jairus's house, a certain woman, a particular woman who had this issue of blood, let me just summarize it, came up and stole a blessing. The reason why I say she stole it, because she didn't try. A lot of people remember blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was known because he cried out, Jesus! Thou son of David, have mercy on us. The lepers, when Jesus is going from one place to another, the lepers were known to call out from a distance, calling Jesus, have mercy on us. This woman said, I ain't calling. I'm not yelling. I'm not screaming. I don't have to make a big scene. Oh, come on now. Nobody got to see me, but I'm going to get what I want from the Lord. You know, sometimes the folks trying to be most seen are the ones who don't get blessed. It's something how people who have a humble spirit get noticed by God. This is not the only time that happened. There was a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was small of stature. He was socially embarrassed. He was embarrassed about his occupation. He was the drug kingpin of his day, a tax collector. He knew he couldn't invite Jesus to his house. He did not try to get in the crowd. He climbed up in the tree to see Jesus, and instead Jesus saw him. This certain woman with this issue of blood came in the press, touched his garment based upon what she had said. And she had said, this is my day. If I get to him, if I touch him, it's over. This is my day. Can somebody say, this is my day?
This is my day.
Because see, as a woman of faith, you can declare your day. You can command your day. You can command, this is the day the Lord has made. This is the last day I'm going to deal with this. This is the day that's over. You can make declarations and claim your own day and even determine your own life by your confession. And as we look at this context of scripture with the woman, issue of blood, several characteristics stand out to me about a woman of faith, or when a woman believes God. And number one is that a woman of faith, and when a woman believes God, she received miracles. A miracle is an act of God that goes beyond the natural. A miracle is an occasion, it's an event, it's an incident that supersedes the natural. A miracle changes the order of things. A miracle is something that makes doctors scratch their heads. A miracle is something that sends the scientists back to the laboratory. Come on now. A miracle is something that makes professors say, I need to do a little more research, because based upon my research and what I've been taught, this is not supposed to happen. A miracle defies human reasoning. Aren't you glad you serve a God who can defy your human reasoning? You know, I often tell people, see, people of faith understand just because the doctors say that's all they can do doesn't mean that's all that can be done. Well, how are you going to give up? You call yourself a person of faith and you say, well, they said there's nothing else they can do. And if there's nothing else they can do, then we need a miracle. If there's nothing else they can do, that means that it can still be done, but God got to do it. I mean, come on now. See, people of faith, I mean, I heard an expression when I was a teenager, I didn't understand what it meant. Then I fully understand what it means now, is that man's extremity is God's opportunity. Is that when you've come to the end of your human reasoning, when you come to the end of what you can do, what you can figure out, God said, okay, now, have you done it already? Have you done anything you can do? Well, now, will you finally step aside and let me show you how strong I am? Because the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. A woman of faith receives miracles. This issue of blood was a miracle. Women of faith receive miracles. In the context of a woman of faith, Hebrews 11:11 tells us, it says, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And the reason why it's saying here, because we often know about Abraham as being the father of faith, the father of the faithful. We are blessed with the seed of Abraham. Well, come on, the truth of the matter is, if we the seed of Abraham, we got to be the seed of Sarah too, because Abraham could have no seed without Sarah. And as much as Abraham was a man of faith, Hebrews 11:11 lets you know, and the rest of this story is that Sarah herself. Now, I know some of y'all are married to mighty men of valor, and you're married to a great deacon, a great elder, a great pastor, a great preacher, and some of y'all sitting around waiting that when I get my Boaz, then I'm going to go on a trip and I'm going to have that. But listen, we need some women who got your own faith. Because, see, you can be mad to somebody, but our faith can get weak. And sometimes you got to have your own faith. You know, because see, some of y'all marry cute folk rather than saved folks. And you can be cute but have no faith, and you got to carry that thing by yourself. Look, hunt your neighbor, say, watch out for those cute ones, watch out. Through faith, also Sarah herself. This is talking about Sarah's faith, not Abraham's faith. Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, y'all don't hear me here. See, Abraham had to have faith to produce seed. She had to have faith to conceive the seed. Come on now, because something can be sent, but it got to be conceived. And so, Abraham, we got to get this groove together. You can, come on. No. We can't come on till I'm ready to conceive. And so she received strength to conceive. And even today, the Lord spoke to me this morning in prayer and told us, pray for women who need strength to conceive seed. And right now, we can generalize that to spiritual, but I'm talking about women who are physically barren, God can still work a miracle in your body. Sarah herself wasn't Abraham. Sarah received strength to conceive, and she was delivered a child when she was past age. She was in the natural, she was too old. I mean, if somebody want to be 50 and run around with a 5-year-old, that's their business. I just look like she old to me. You wasn't believing for the child. She received strength to conceive and was delivered a child when she was past the age in the natural. Why? Because she judged him faithful. If you recognize the faithfulness of God, you can receive your miracle. If you realize that God's bigger than your problem, you can still get a miracle. If you realize that when your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will be there to take you up because he's a faithful God, you can receive a miracle. Because the Bible says that is one of the non-changeable characteristics of God. It said because even when we believe not, he abideth faithful because he can't deny himself. I'm a faithful God. Watch this. And I know we say stuff like, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. No, you need to understand, God said it, and that settles it. Now, when you believe it, now it becomes settled for you. It's settled once God says it. Now it becomes settled for you once you believe it. So this woman received a miracle. Deuteronomy 7:14. The Lord gave me the scripture just before I came up here to the platform today. Deuteronomy 7:14, it says, thou shalt, when I just got started a series that I took on the blessing, he said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your children. Here's the other thing the Lord told me to tell y'all why the husbands ain't here. Some of y'all is not you. Notice it says there can be male or female barren. Some of the women, you put all the pressure on yourself. But sometimes the man could have the issue. But it doesn't matter whether the man got the issue or the woman got the issue. The Bible said there won't be any male nor female barren. Are y'all seeing that? The blessing of God can fix that, he said, among you or among your cattle. That means the stuff, your business. That means things that you're trying to produce, things that you are dependent on to bring increase in your life. There will be no more barrenness. Somebody shout, no more barrenness. This is my miracle day. Remember Hannah? Hannah was barren, but she believed God. 1 Samuel 1, 5 through 7, it says, and Hannah, she gave unto Hannah Elkanah, her husband, who thought everything was all about him. Sometimes husbands sometimes do that. She would cry. And he said, well, what's wrong with you? And she, I'm believing God for a child. He said, ain't I worth more than 10 sons to you? Sometimes it's a little hard for us brothers to believe it ain't all about us. On the other hand, we get relieved sometimes when we realize you upset and ain't got nothing to do with us. Hallelujah. We ain't in trouble this time. So he gave her a worthy portion. He's trying to give her stuff to fulfill a need. For he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. I read this last night. Watch this. If the Lord shut it up, the Lord can open it up. Woo! He said, I'll shut doors no man can open, and I'll open doors no man can shut. So watch this. So now I know that the Lord shut up the womb. Now I can go to the Lord to open it up. He said, and her adversary, which is the other wife, I don't have time going to that. The other wife also provoked her. Nan, 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 boo, boo. I got it, baby, you don't. To make her fret or sad. Because it says, again, the Lord shut up her womb. But verse 7, it says, and year by year, they would go to offer sacrifice to the Lord. And she wasn't eating. Verse 10, she was in bitterness of soul. And she prayed unto the Lord. And I can see her, she's just moving her lips. And the man, the priest, think that she'd been drinking. He said, woman, put away your drinking. She said, no, I'm not drinking. This is bitterness of soul. She cries unto the Lord. But look in verse 11 of 1 Samuel 1. She makes a vow to the Lord. She said, Lord, if you give me your child, give me a child. If you look on my affliction, if you remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give me a man child. Look, somebody said, be specific, be specific. Give me a man child. Is that what some of y'all pray for, a man child? That's what. You need to understand, if you want a child, you got to ask for a child. If you want a man, you got to ask for a man. Some of y'all may believe God for a man child. I don't know why I'm going down that road. It's a time for a child, time for a man. Some of y'all trying to play, build a man. Child got me a man child. I'm going to give him to you all the days, and then he'll raise her, fall his head. And then God blessed her in verse 27, because she stayed in faith. It says, for this child I prayed. If you believe, you will pray. If you are a woman of faith, you got to be a woman of prayer. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked him. This woman with the issue of blood, she was believing God for a miracle. Secondly, a woman of faith isn't afraid to take risk. Peter is not the only person who's always called to step out the boat. Abraham's not the only person who was necessarily called to leave your mother and your father and your kindred. Some of y'all are doing that by just being here right now. Some of you are doing that by being a member of this church. You have to take a risk, and the family don't understand what you're going over there for. Don't you know your grandmama and your grandfather helped found this church? They got a pew right there named after them. Everybody buried out in the back. How you gonna go over there? They don't even have no cemetery. Who am I talking to up in here? Sometimes you got to take a risk and break a move and go boldly where no other woman has gone before, because God showed me something and it's not here, it's over there. And everybody's not going to understand the steps you make and the move you make and the come on now. But you got to know what God spoke to you. And if you're going to be a woman of faith, you got to be willing to take some risk. Based upon the word of the Lord. This woman with the issue of blood took the risk of being in public. Watch this. She could not, you got to understand this, why she had to steal the blessing, sneak the blessing. She could never have gone to Jesus and asked him and been specific to him what her issue was. And the reason why is because, even though based upon where it's in the Bible, it looks like it's the New Testament, they're still operating under Levitical laws. And under the Levitical laws, a woman with an issue, and by the way, the word issue, it means something coming from your body. You know, some people got some issues. What's all this? What's this I'm getting from you? What's your issue? I ain't going to ask your neighbor, what's your issue? Because we swatter women don't have no issues. What's this coming from you? She had an issue. Look at Leviticus 15:25. I want you to see this. And the whole chapter of Leviticus 15 deals with a woman's cycle and hemorrhaging and all this. And then it deals with just a regular menstrual cycle that, you know, even after 7 days after she was considered unclean, her husband couldn't be around her, nobody could be around her, nobody could touch the bed that she was on, she couldn't touch a seat that she was around and all that. Leviticus 15:25. And then it talks about women who have an issue of hemorrhaging beyond the regular menstrual cycle. And it says, if a woman have an issue of blood many days out of the time of her separation, beyond her regular cycle, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean. So they're saying, as long as she's hemorrhaging, nobody can be around her. Long as she's hemorrhaging, nobody can touch her. As long as she's hemorrhaging, she can't be involved in society. As long as she's hemorrhaging, she can't be invited to the party. Come on, long as she's hemorrhaging, she can't go to the market. And so this woman can't tell anybody, because nobody will understand. How dare you come up here with that? Oh, come on now. Sometimes you're dealing with stuff. You better preach her. You can't tell nobody out. You can't tell nobody about it. Everybody can't understand. See, because some people looking to judge you rather than get you healed. Some people are looking to talk about you rather than pray with you. I can't tell anybody about this, but I still believe that God knows what I'm going through. And so, well, come on. I believe that's why the songwriter penned the word, "My faith looks up to thee," because I can't look at other people. I can't go to other people. There's times I necessarily can't get somebody to trust and agree with me on this one. I got to go to Jesus. That verse from New Living Translation, it says, if a woman has a flow of blood beyond many days that is unrelated to her menstrual period, or if the blood continues beyond the normal period, she is ceremonially unclean. And as during her menstrual cycle, the woman will be unclean as long as the discharge continues. 12 years. 12 years of being ostracized. Often joke about it, but it's really not funny. If she was married, she lost her husband. If she had a family, nobody's around her anymore. Because of this issue that this woman had. But thank God that no matter what your issue is, time and chance happens for everybody. Glory to God. You can just stumble into a situation and God will deal with your issue. Oh, come on now. Somebody got delivered from nicotine last night. They wasn't coming to a nicotine deliverance conference. But God dealt with the issue. Somebody here had a wrong relationship with their body last night. And that wasn't the theme of the conference. But you came up here and God dealt with your issue. Somebody was discouraged and didn't know if you could go on. And you didn't tell anybody you was about to give up. But you came into the midst of the anointing last night. And God dealt with your issue. Jesus knows how to deal with your issue. Whether you tell anybody else about your issue or not, He knows your issue. Oh, can somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for knowing my issues? Because the truth of it, we all got some issues. That's why Jesus died. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of our issues was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. This woman took a chance. Take a chance of being found out. Take a chance of somebody saying, oh, I know her. Take a chance of somebody seeing her. There are times when you got to be more concerned about dealing with your issue than what people think about you. Come on now. You'd be surprised how many people stay bound to an issue because they're so concerned about what people are going to think rather than their deliverance. There are times you got to become deliverance folks, deliverance focused rather than folks focused. Remember Abigail? Abigail was married to a man named Nabal. The Bible says he was beautiful and she was wise. The only reason why I question how wise she was, because her husband's name was Fool. Why you even date Fool? Not to mention marry Fool. It wasn't like his name was changed later to Fool. He was Fool when she met him. Hunt your neighbor and say, Pastor Billy is not talking about you. He always was a fool.
Women, God has endowed you with power and might to endure and overcome situations that may seem unbearable. You are more than able to withstand life's challenges. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey and their ministry guests encourage you to be strong in the Lord because you have the faith and power to do so. Order this message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order the 2016 Women's Conference, Women of Faith and Power.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.